With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President Vance has sworn in the Trump administration's first cabinet member.
Marco Rubio was sworn in as Secretary of State during a ceremony in the Vice President's ceremonial office at the White House. Rubio is the first cabinet nominee to take the job after the Senate confirmed him on a 99-0 vote. Rubio said the president's primary priority will be to further U.S. interests and make the country stronger, safer, and more prosperous.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Representative Elise Stefanik opening her confirmation hearing for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations by pledging to implement President Trump's America First mandate and roll out a review of U.S. funding for some of the world body's agencies. Also at SRNNews.com, a rare winter storm charging through Texas and the northern Gulf Coast has closed highways and airports and prompted the first blizzard warning for southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana. National Weather Service meteorologist Donald Jones.
This is the first blizzard warning ever issued by the National Weather Service Lake Charles, and the first blizzard warning for southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana. We're seeing some pretty strong winds out there with some of these heavier snow bands, 35 mile per hour plus, and that is reducing visibilities to a quarter mile or less in some locations.
Meanwhile, people in the northern plains to the tip of Maine experiencing bitterly cold temperatures as an Arctic air mass caused temperatures to plunge well below normal values with dangerously cold wind chills. Online tracker FlightAware says nearly 2,000 flights within the U.S. or entering or leaving the country were canceled, with about 10,000 more flights delayed. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Giant Christian Relief Agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected as far as their party will allow them. This is SRN News. A second group of wolves have been released in Colorado. It's part of a controversial voter-driven initiative to reintroduce the predators to the state.
15 gray wolves from Canada were set free in the Central Mountains over 3 days last week. Colorado residents, largely in cities, voted to reintroduce wolves in 2020, clashing with those in rural areas who fear attacks on livestock. Wolves have been blamed for killing livestock and working dogs. Wildlife officials say the two of the first 10 wolves introduced in Colorado in 2023 were illegally shot. Rich Thomason reporting.
The new revenue-sharing model in college sports forcing the Indiana University Athletic Department to cut costs, even if it means cutting jobs. It's clear the Hoosiers and many other schools facing an unprecedented dilemma. Pay players' market value are risk becoming less competitive on the field. More details at SRNNews.com.